Missed a couple of throws tonight, but also I felt like, you know, I kind of got into a rhythm there. Mike really got the plays flowing. The line did a good job giving me time. And guys made big plays. You know, Greg had a couple real big plays. That one there late in the game, huge play. Jordy played great. James, a big catch on that last drive. Just, it's a fun night. Well, we just, there's a lot of similarities between their defense and our defense, and we see it every day in practice, and just felt confident we're going to be able to move the football as long as we block them up. You know, they got Lamar and James off the edge, too great, as good as they come. But we felt like if we could block them up, we could get some shots down the field. Is that a question? Right. No, I mean, I've never felt like there's been a monkey on my back. You know, the organization stood behind me, believed in me, and that's what I did on the podium. I thank Ted and, you know, Ted and Mark and Mike, really, for believing in me, giving me the opportunity. I told Ted, you know, back in 2005, he wouldn't be sorry with his pick, you know. And I told him in 08 that I was going to repay their trust and get us this, you know, get us this opportunity. Well, they just changed up the coverage a lot. You know, they pressured most of the game. Our guys did a great job picking it up. When they didn't pick it up, you know, for the most part, I got rid of the ball pretty quickly. Well, it's named the Lombardi Trophy for a reason. Because we play and live in Titletown. We've got the best fans. You know, an organization that believes in us, gives us the opportunity to be successful. And I can't wait to go home and see those fans and bring that Lombardi Trophy. I love our fans. Our fans are so supportive. It's been incredible to, you know, to end, you know, four playoff games now with Go Pack Go chants on the road. It's incredible. They're great at home. They travel well. You know, it's a first name basis when you see them out. It's a special place to play. And all of us are blessed to live and play in Green Bay, and you know, we're hopefully repaying those fans with the trophy.
Harry, you've talked a lot about how much your faith is. Can you talk about what went through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, the Lord's had a hand in, you know, in my life since I was a young kid. You know, I thank him for the opportunity. I don't think he really cares who wins and loses, but as long as he's getting the glory. So I appreciate the talents and abilities he's blessed me with, and the opportunity to work with such a great group of men. The character in that locker room is like nothing I've ever been a part of. It's just a special group of guys who believe in each other, love each other. And, you know, when somebody goes down, somebody, you know, somebody steps up and picks each other up. Yeah, I mean, I saw Troy, but it was more I was looking to the left and coming back to the right side, and had a good idea from a couple plays before that Greg was going to be open on a corner route, and he made a good catch. I almost threw it too far.
Eric, after a while, this great moment to sink in, all right, after everything said and done, how do you prepare for next season? Because everyone's going to, you know, you got a ball on your chest now, everyone's going to stun him for you. How do you get better for next season?
I mean, well, we get JerMichael Finley back. That'll help. But I'm just going to enjoy it tonight with my guys. It's a great feeling. It really is. Just a feeling of accomplishment right now that we've accomplished our goals. We talked about it March 16th when we met for the first time. And here we are, the world champions. Obviously, you know, we're going to enjoy it tonight, enjoy the off season, and get back here and try to win another one. Thank you. I was just disappointed we didn't finish off with seven. You know, we talked about with 7 minutes left, you know, we got the ball. Hey, let's take it down and score. We're the champs. And we made a couple big plays on third down. But unfortunately, yeah, I just missed Jordy on that third down in the goal line. And, you know, I mean, a couple years ago, Ben took him down against Arizona and won the game. It's a helpless feeling. I was just praying our guys to come up one more stop. What? I'm not frustrated anymore. Jordan's he's a consistent contributor for us. It's actually he wasn't a guy I've really ever thrown to on the first touchdown pass in that progression. But I kind of gave him eye contact and a signal. He made a great catch. He made a big play for us. There in the fourth quarter. He's just a great teammate, great player. I'd say that the whole game was a little bit different. Not a lot of flow to it. After the pick six, we were on the sidelines for a long time in the first half. Never really got our momentum back till the fourth quarter, those last two drives. But, in a game like this with a long TV timeout, you lose your sweat. You lose your feel. You don't have those back-to-back plays, back-to-back possessions where you're still feeling like you're loose. You got to kind of, stay loose on the sideline somehow. But thankfully, we had a big drive there in the fourth quarter after the fumble to put us up 11. And then a big drive to finish the game.
Three more questions.
It was just a special feeling knowing that Mike trusted me enough to let me, make the decisions there and make the plays. They got a great front seven, tough to run against, but again, we felt like if we could pick them up, there were some lanes to throw. So I just appreciate Mike and his trust in me to make the right decision. Well, it's a special honor to be one of the leaders of this football team. But I said it once, I said it again, no one person has ever won a game by themselves. This was a team effort and a great group of men. Special guys. I'm just blessed to be one of the leaders of this team. Individually, it's the top of the mountain in my sport, my profession. It's what you dream about as a kid. You think about in high school, junior college, D1, getting this opportunity. And what would you do? And I'm just, I'm fortunate and blessed to play for a team that believes in us. But at the same time, I want to make sure I was the most prepared guy on the field to have this kind of performance. I already said draft day was the best day of my career. It really was. Not only did I fall into a great organization, but I got humbled at the same time. So I had to kind of reinvent myself and become a better person, but a better player as well. So I got a great opportunity with Green Bay. The plays you're talking about to Greg in the fourth quarter was just, a post route. I've hit him before on that, hit him a couple times against Arizona last year in the playoffs. I put the ball where I wanted to. Ike had good coverage. Greg made a great play. The one to Jordy was an adjustment. Like I said, haven't really thrown to him in that progression ever. Liked the matchup, and he made a great catch.